We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And good Tuesday morning from the newsroom. I'm Lee Harris. We have John Montone and Glenn Shuck out in the field for the All Local this morning. An already tragic situation is even more so now. It's been confirmed that police officer Brian Mulkeen was killed by friendly fire. He is the second NYPD officer to die that way this year. John Montone is live at police headquarters this morning where they're coming to grips with this news, John.
And Lee, these were police bullets, make no mistake about that. But Police Commissioner O'Neill says the officers are not to blame.
This is a tragic case of friendly fire, but make no mistake, we lost the life of a courageous public servant solely due to a violent criminal who put the lives of the police and all the people we serve in jeopardy.
It was in the wee hours Sunday morning at the Edenwald houses. Officer Mulkeen and his partners were investigating some recent gang shootings when they saw someone they were interested to talk to, he being the suspect, Antonio Williams. When Williams saw the officers, he ran. Mulkeen chased him, tackled him, and what ensued was a 10-second chaotic confrontation, rolling around the ground in a life-or-death struggle for Officer Mulkeen's gun. Mulkeen managed to fire it five times at Williams while his fellow officers fired 10 times in the direction of the struggle. One of those bullets proved fatal, killed Officer Mulkeen. Police Commissioner O'Neill, the highest praise I think you could give an officer, said, you know, of the many, many brave officers in the NYPD, he said very few of them would have taken the action that Officer Mulkeen did. You might say he is among the finest of New York's finest.
Now, with two friendly fire incidents in a year, are there any indications that the NYPD might be considering changing procedures or protocol?
I think the department constantly looks at these things. They have the body cam footage now, and they may be doing some retraining. But, you know, as always in these cases, you're talking about split-second life or death reactions. And as we've reported, the suspect, a violent ex-con who was armed with an illegal .32 caliber revolver, was also shot dead.
John Montone, live from One Police Plaza this morning. Now, the NYPD could use a little help in Brooklyn. They'd like to track down this guy. He walked up to a 71-year-old woman and just punched her in the face for no apparent reason. 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Shuck with more about this winter, live from Prospect Lefferts Gardens this morning. Glenn?
Hey, Lee. Good morning. You know, when you look at this video, it's really unbelievable to take a look at. We do have it up at 1010winds.com, and we ask people to take a look at it. Of course, it is tough to watch, but it's a pretty clear shot of this guy, what he was up to. A brazen daylight incident here right in the sidewalk where I am today at New York Avenue. 5:30 in the afternoon, this was on September 19th, when this guy is walking past this woman in the opposite direction, suddenly stops and walks over about 10 feet and smashes her in the face. He then calmly strolls away like nothing happened as the woman is laying there crumpled on the ground. And I spoke with some of the residents on the area this morning as they were at a bus stop headed to work. They're pretty confused, obviously, and pretty mad, too.
You don't have no right to put your hands on no elderly woman. I don't care who you are.
What made him do that? Is he on drugs?
You know, so that was very wrong. He attacked an old lady.
Well, obviously, nobody feels like this was deserved.
No, and this is, you know, one of the latest incidents of this appears to be some kind of random, unbelievable crime in our city that certainly happened before. Just to give an update, too, Lee, about this woman, she was actually in serious condition when she was taken from here when this happened a couple of weeks ago. Broken jaw. She needed a number of stitches in her mouth as well. Has told police she has no idea who this guy is.
And no indications that this would qualify as some kind of a hate crime, right?
No, I mean, based on the video and what the police are telling me from the 71st Precinct, that just feels this might be a troubled person just decided to take it out on somebody else. And by the way, it was just two blocks away from the police precinct, so that wasn't too smart on this guy's work either. But they hopefully, with the photos we also have, so there's video and photos, pretty clear that they'll get some tips in the next day or two and get this guy off the street, Lee.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to take very long. Glenn Schuck live from Prospect Lefferts Gardens this morning, live on the All Local. Well, the Mets are being sued by a fan, not because of how they played this season. Rather, Alex Swanson claims he was nearly blinded when he was shot in the face with a T-shirt blasted out of a T-shirt cannon during the June 5th game against the Giants at Citi Field. The suit claims Swanson suffered permanent injuries to his eye. In addition to damages, he's asking that the Mets stop using T-shirt cannons. The Houston Astros are fighting a similar suit from a woman who suffered a broken finger from a cannon-fired T-shirt. It's good news for the Archdiocese of New York. An independent investigator has found that there are no priests who've been credibly accused of sexual abuse still serving in the Archdiocese. Cardinal Dolan was relieved to hear that from former federal judge Barbara Jones.
I've held my breath, and now I'm very grateful and very relieved. Thank you, Judge. You've also given us stuff to work on. And I would hope that you would be available to make sure that we're doing what you have recommended.
Recommendations include converting from a paper-based record system to electronic. The Archdiocese also now requires all new hires to provide a certificate from their previous diocese confirming that they've never been accused of abuse. Update on the Bagel Boss guy, Chris Morgan. As you may recall, he was supposed to take part in a celebrity boxing match in Atlantic City, but he chickened out.
I fooled you all! I ain't coming to the fight. I mean, after all, what's the best way to really not get hit? Don't be there! And now look at you. You're all sitting there with your thumbs way, way directly up.
Well, you can figure out the rest. Now, at first, Chris said he bailed out on the fight because they only sold 90 tickets and he wasn't getting paid enough. But later he admitted he was afraid to take on his opponent, Screech, from Saved by the Bell, Dustin Diamond, who he said was younger, faster, and stronger, and bigger. All qualities you don't want in an opponent if you're the Bagel Boss guy. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.